We're continuing in the third paragraph of Masech Shavuos. We are up to Paragimel, Mishnah Yud. Shavuos Bitoy, Nahagas Ba, Nashim, V'Nashim. Shavuos Bitoy applies both to men and women. Baruchokum, Ubekrovim. It applies to people who are related to you and people who are not related to you. Meaning you take a shavuah that you're going to give something to a relative or that you can give something to someone who's not a relative. So you have to keep your word, you have to keep to your shavuah. B'ksherim v'p'psulin applies to people who are kashra edim and people who are pasula edim. B'fnei bezim shel b'fnei bezim. It applies to a shavuah whether it's made in bezim or not. Mipi atzmo. But it has to be a shavuah that you set on your own and that someone did into a place on you. If a person violates a shavuos bitoy b'mezid, he's chayv malchus, and if he violates it b'shogeg, he's chayv karban olav yared. Mishnah Yer Aleph, shavuos shav no hagas b'anashim u'b'nashim. The dinim of shavuos shav apply both to men and women, baruchokim u'b'rokovim, both to relatives and non-relatives, b'ksherim u'b'psulim, people are kasher to say edus, and people are apostle to say edus, b'fnei bezin v'shelo b'fnei bezin, both in front of bezin, not in front of bezin, u'piyat. But it has to be something that you yourself initiated and that no one else imposed on you. And you chayv makos if you violated b'mezid, and you pater if you violated b'shogeg. Both in the case of shuah shav and in the case of shuah bitoy, if someone else imposes the shuah on you, then the person is going to be chayv. But ketzad only in the following situation. Person started off by saying, I didn't eat today, or I didn't put on tefillin today, but you didn't say it as a shavua, and then so you did initiate it, you just didn't initiate it as a shavua, and then someone else says, Mashbiach ani, do you swear to that? If I'm Ramein, and you answer Ramein, so then chayiv, then you're chayiv, even though you didn't initiate it as a shavua, it was imposed upon you as a shavua, but you initiated it as a statement, and therefore you in fact are going to be chayiv. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Yud, we said that Shavuos Bitoy applies to men and women in Rechokim and Krovim, Kasher Edim, Pasul Edim, in front of Bezin, not in front of Bezin, but you have to initiate it, and your chayiv Makos if you do it B'mezid, and all of Yorid if you do it B'shogeg. And then in Mishnah Yer Aleph, we said that Shavuos Shav is also Noheg with all those people, and also only if you initiate it, except you're only chayiv, you're Pater if you did it B'shogeg. And then we said both Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Bitoy, there is one way that it could be imposed by somebody else, and you'll still be chayiv. And that is if you initiated the statement and then someone else imposed it upon you as a shavua. Okay, next time we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Masechet Shavuos.